Welcome to the Midday for a Friday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and Black Marigold, or at least a quorum of Black Marigold, is here. You may have heard them last March when they performed during the Midday, and we'll be revisiting some of the music that they played then. But in the meantime, welcome back to the Midday.
Thank you.
We have Laura Meditsky and Bethany Schultz and Brian DeFord, and they represent respectively oboe, clarinet, and guitar.
Composer.
And composer. Right. Didn't have time to mention that because actually the pieces we'll be hearing, you wrote all three of the ones that we'll be reviewing from your March performance during the Midday. But one more immediate reason you're here is that you're going to be performing tonight. Tonight?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow. And what are you doing here? Shouldn't you be practicing or something?
Yes, getting in the zone.
Tonight at 7 o'clock at the Parched Eagle Brew Club in Wanakee.
Yes.
Which, of course, is right near Madison. And is this... No, there is a brew club connection, brew pub connection with Black Marigold. In fact, you have your own...
Yeah,
beer.
Right. We sell merchandise at our concerts, T-shirts and pint glasses with our logos.
Uh-huh.
And for special tonight, Jim Gorenson, the owner and brewmaster at Parched Eagle, is putting a special spin on his black IPA, Stella's Four-Legged Doppelganger, and it's going to be a black marigold brew tonight.
Hmm. Okay, so that's not the usual promotional approach for a, would you call yourselves a chamber music ensemble, or how would you describe your kind of eclectic configuration?
Yes, we're definitely a chamber music ensemble, traditional woodwind quintet. However, we do like to do things that are outside of the box, which is definitely a description of this project that we're premiering tonight, this world premiere of Brian DeFord's beer music piece that he wrote for us based on Madison Craft beers.
Mm-hmm. I would have to think, I bet if I had a little bit of time, I couldn't do it under the constraints of a quiz show, but I could probably come up with some classical music inspired by beer. And I know some cases, no pun intended, of music that was premiered with musicians paid for in beer. There was a work by Frederick Delius mm-hmm. where he paid the musicians in beer because he couldn't afford anything else. So there is this long tradition.
Yeah. The big difference here is that this piece is really about the individual beers that that we tasted and we sampled back in April. I came out here to Wisconsin and they took me on a little beer bender for the weekend and we tried 50 different beers.
Oh.
And eventually 18 of those made it into the piece. And each beer is represented musically. I put together a survey, a beer music survey, which asked the musicians very odd questions about the beer. Things like, what human personality type characterizes this beer?
Hmm.
And what kind of animal would this beer be? And what kind of scene would this beer be if it were a landscape or if it was a film or a classical composer? Or what's the personality of the beer? Things to help make the beer itself, which is kind of an abstract process going from beer to music, by giving visuals and storylines for me to follow. And at first, I was a little nervous about doing this because I didn't know how I would do it. But when I got back to New York, I sat down and began writing on the 1st of May and finished the piece in mid-July. So it's a fresh hop. It's like very, very fresh piece of music.
Yeah. Well, I can imagine there are all kinds of, what shall we say, thematic connections you could make. You know, plays on words would be... endless.
Oh, it's endless.
Oh, yeah, we've had fun with that.
Yeah, it's like the project fermented.
That's right.
Yeah,
Hop on board.
Donate to our cause.
Yes. That's right. Let's go ahead and get this
tap into.
Yeah. Sounds like it has all kinds of potential to me. Well, let's hear some of what you played last March during the Midday, and these are also compositions.
Oh, yes. This piece, Vignette Balletiques, was my very first piece of chamber music for wind quintet. And they've played the music now, and now they're doing beer music. So there are elements, the compositional elements, that are the same mm-hmm. from that piece into this one as part of my style as a writer. So
we'll start with March in the Style of a tarantella?
Tarantella, yes.
Okay, here we go. This is Black Marigold. In the Style of a Tarantella, mm-hmm. by Brian DeFord, who is one of the performers with Black Marigold, who is here in the studio with us. And actually, one thing we didn't mention regarding this concert tonight at the Parched Eagle in Wanakee is that you're the opening act.
Yes, I'm the opening act. They got me out of retirement to play some solo classical guitar, which I haven't done since... Oh, maybe 2004, 2005.
Really?
Oh. Now, so I had to now dust it's off. Out, okay.
Did you get I had to dust off a lot of old...
Did you get a deal on him?
We're just finding this out.
Yeah. Say yes.
Yeah, well, I'm just finding out things, too. Like, I didn't realize I was opening up, so which is actually good, because I can play, and then I can sit back and enjoy the rest of the concert.
That's true, and the beer.
Yeah.
Do you know...
I can have beer, yes.
Do you know yet what you're playing?
Kind of, yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, no, I have a half an hour to play, right?
Yes.
So I have more than a half an hour of music. We'll see what I want to start with. I'm playing in a brew pub, which is different than playing on a concert stage.
So sure, it is. Yeah.
I'll have a few other things I have to take into consideration.
You know, more and more musicians in the last, I'd say, 15 years or so are doing... playing in mm-hmm. venues that are not considered conventional, though I suspect, again, if you go back to the time of Schubert and even before that, there was quite a bit of performing in pubs and coffee houses and mm-hmm. who knows where. So you're kind of resuscitating this tradition, I suspect. But it is a different ambience.
Definitely. Yeah. I think we really like bringing the music to where the people are. And
sure.
playing in brew pubs and coffee houses and libraries is a good way to do that. But definitely a different ambiance and a different level of interaction with the audience.
And the times that I have seen this done was interesting because, now, I mean, you know, there's also a long tradition of, say, jazz players and certainly pop players in venues like that where people just chatter the whole time, you know. But in the times I've seen this with classical music, the audience becomes an audience. Actually, they do pay attention.
Okay, we weren't sure what was going to happen.
Oh, you haven't done this. You haven't done this.
We actually haven't done in a brew pub. We have done in a coffee shop.
Well, I have no guarantees, but that is that. I'm sure
beer will have a different effect than coffee.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think also people are excited about this project and want to hear the music, so I wouldn't be surprised if they were a little quieter than traditionally. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure. Well, it's kind of a roll of the dice, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, each movement is short. I wanted to write as many different... I want to write music to as many different beers as I could. So I try to keep the movements within 2 to 3 minutes. So each movement is very different. It's like kind of a wild ride for the performers. With each piece, they have to immediately get into the groove of the piece. And then when that piece is over, that movement is over, they have to change gears and play something completely different and get into the groove of that one. So it's kind of like having a beer sampler in front of you.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a little bit, almost a little bit hard to rehearse for, isn't it? Because the environment is an unknown.
It is. It's definitely a different process. As playing short pieces like that, you do have to change gears very quickly. And also playing music that you've never heard, and you're the first one to play it. There's a lot to figure out.
Mm-hmm. You have a lot on your shoulders tonight.
We will tonight as well be playing. We always like to play standards. So we're playing selections from a quintet by Rijka, Anton Rijka,
Beethoven Contemporary.
Yeah, movements of the Irving Fine Partita. And we'll be repeating part of this program tomorrow night, Saturday at 7 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church as well. So there's another opportunity to hear us. No opening guitar act then, but we will play the beer music tomorrow.
All you have to do is ask.
Apparently. Let's hear another one of these Brian DeFord compositions that we heard in the midday back in March. And this is another of those ballet vignette balletique, to put the French spin on it. And the second of them is, give me the full title, Brian.
This is the Waltz of the Capricious Children.
Thank you.
was the second of the vignette balatique of Brian DeFord, who's one of the performers with Black Marigold, tonight in Wanakee, and in particular that was the, let's see, okay, oh, that was the Waltz of the Capricious Children. Read my handwriting that time. Now you, Black Marigold, collectively have this association. I mean, I've had a couple of people already ask about the beer. So, you know, when I mentioned that you were going to be on the show, well, ask them about the beer. Is there any danger that you'll be overly connected with beer and people will say, they're not going to say ask about the Rijka, or they're not going to say ask about the brand before they say, so that's the beer ensemble?
I'm okay with that.
You're okay with that. Take what you can get.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I think, it represents, you know, in Madison.
Yeah, you're in the right place for it.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of cool to have this piece associated with our ensemble.
Yeah, I mean, what else could there be but cheese, you know, for
right.
for a connector there, and that may come later. Who knows?
We've joked about that.
If I could just put my two cents in on this. I mean, I really wanted to write them a piece that was good, that as a group they would identify with, and that the piece and the group would be one. It originally was supposed to be only, 15 minutes long, and it ended up being 45 if played in its entirety, all 18 movements plus the finale. But it was a lot of fun, because when I came here and I met them all, and I got to know them and their personalities, it just was more interesting to write the piece about the beer and the group. So the beer and the group are together. So
you
there you have
one.
It. You are the beer quintet.
Okay. We'll stay tuned for that. And we have one more now from the vignette balatique of Mr. DeFord. And this one is called, let's see, Nightclub, the Mambo Dancers Burst Onto the Scene.
Correct. This is inspired by the West Side Story. That scene in the West Side Story where everyone just starts dancing.
Oh,
the
sure.
Mambo. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. Well, see, the composer gets the endorsement. Gives the endorsement there to the ensemble.
Oh, and you caught that.
I did, actually. Yes, that's right. And that's the way it sounded in our Buck studio back on March 16th when Black Marigold came and performed during the midday. And that particular movement from the vignette balletique of Mr. Brian DeFord was Nightclub. The Mambo Dancers burst onto the scene, aptly named. Did you come up with the title before you wrote the piece, or did you just say, it has a mambo thing going on, so I'll call it this? How did that work?
The titles came after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, usually a good thing, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that's usually how it works for me. The title comes after, but not for beer music. Mm-hmm.
Right. No, well, that's true.
Titles are first.
Beer first.
Beer first, mm-hmm. Then notes.
So you'll be performing tonight. Black Marigold performance will include at the Parched Eagle in Wanakee, 7 o'clock tonight. In addition to Brian DeFord's, what shall we say, undisclosed program on guitar music at the beginning of it.
I'll play some Villa Lobos. Okay, that I will do.
That's a good guitar premise. There will also be then the work by Anton Reicha, the Beethoven contemporary, then Irving Fine, 20th century composer. And you're repeating that performance then where?
Saturday evening at the First United Methodist Church on Wisconsin Avenue downtown.
So, okay, so you've got the church and you've got the brew pub. You pretty much covered the whole gamut there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by. We'll look forward to your next visit to the midday. Have a great time at the church. Have a great time at the brew pub.
Thanks.
And it'll be fun to see where your trajectory takes you next.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.